You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
We are welcoming this morning Carol Brown from Dance Studies. You are an associate professor. Welcome to the studio this morning. You are an internationally established performance scholar and choreographer, and we're going to be discussing your up and coming interdisciplinary project called Singularity.
Be this morning. It's a great opportunity to talk about the work.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of wanted to ask to begin the discussion, how did you end up in dance studies?
Ah, a good question. That's a sort of left field question. Well, I was overseas. I was living in London. I was there for 23 years, and
wow.
I had a dance company called Carol Brown Dancers.
Awesome.
That actually came out of my doctorate, believe it or not. I did one of the first practice-led doctorates in the UK in dance, and
wow.
It culminated in a solo show that I did called The Mechanics of Fluids, which, interestingly enough, toured to Auckland in the, I guess, 1995, I think, a long time ago. And it was based on the philosophies of Luce Regret, a feminist French philosopher.
Wow.
And so I made this whole solo piece, and the director of a dance theatre, one of the leading contemporary dance venues in London, called John Ashford, came all the way to Guildford, University of Surrey, where I was doing the solo, to see the work, and he offered me the role of choreographer in residence at the Place Theatre. And the Place Theatre at that time was really supporting emerging choreographers to develop their own aesthetic signatures, and then to have vehicles for touring and to get funding. So I was set up. It was amazing. I went from my doctorate into being a full-time independent choreographer with the dance company, and toured throughout Europe and the world for 10 years before I had two children. Here's the catch. Here's how I came to be in dance studies. And people, when I did my doctorate, always said, well, because I was still quite young, I was in my late 20s when I finished it, they said, it'll come in handy later on in your life.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it sure did, because I realised that living in a small ex-council flat in Wandsworth in London with two small children was not sort of the ideal childhood I wanted for my kids. I wanted them to have a Kiwi upbringing. So the job came up in dance studies at the University of Auckland, and I was arrived here with an eight-month-old baby and a two-year-old, who are now 8 tomorrow and 10. Yeah.
Brilliant. And let's look at your show, Singularity. It brings together architects, designers, computer programmers. How did you incorporate these different areas into the show, and why?
Great question. So I should say that the show was really initiated by Uwe Rieger, who's a colleague in the architecture school, who has two fabulous master students, Yunnan Ling and Ying Miao and Yunnan Li. And he's been developing through the Open Media Lab this new technology which looks at what happens when all the sort of digits and pixels that are kind of contained in our computer screens escape the two-dimensional interface of the screen and become tactile, become palpable media in the space between us. So Hannah, it's a bit like you and I might interact through digital media in the space between us, in the air between us.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of work in the UK with the Bartlett College of Architecture and with architects working with virtual environments in the back 10 years ago. But when I came to New Zealand, there was very little of that work going on. So I'm really delighted to meet Uwe and see that he's really been sort of pioneering this field of what we call digital materiality, which is a sort of global trend in new media and creative technologies development. But when it's applied in a performance context, it really brings the architectural knowledge, the sort of architectural technologies and fields of new media together with theatre technology, which is a kind of ancient technology. We've always had theatre. We know about the shadows on the cave walls, the beginning of the Platonic cave, of how performance begins, with movement, with shadows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every child enjoys dancing with their shadow.
Definitely. You can get your hands out and do the shadow puppets. And
it doesn't leave us. So we're just extending that idea of how is the body, the trace of the body, interacting with these virtual forms, which are architecturally designed spaces that the dancers palpably, who are being tracked in the virtual environment, can manipulate and shift and shape.
overwhelming.
You have to come see the show.
I'm so interested too. I mean, do you think that people understand what it means to study dance at university? It's one of those discussions that, you know, when you say, I don't know if you've had this, but when you say, yeah, you know, I'm an associate professor of dance studies, do you get that kind of look of,
oh yes,
people are kind of phased, they don't know how to interpret that?
I mean, less and less. I mean, I have to say that, you know, if we think of the history of academia and the academy, that, you know, 100 years ago it was rare to see women in universities.
Yeah.
So the fact that body-based practices, the knowledge of the body, has a place in a university, which it has historically had a, you know, been quite somatophobic. So it's like, it's not really, we have libraries full of books, but if we consider the knowledge of the body as another kind of repository, a kind of physical archive of knowledge, and if you think of dance knowledge, is often passed on by body-to-body knowledge transmission. So it's not, we have a lot of literature in dance studies now, but we also really value the knowledge of the body and the sort of tacit knowledge. How do we know something in our guts? How do we know how to make movement? How do we know how to sequence movement? So students who do dance studies are working both at a very advanced physical level, sort of what we call corporeal knowledge, but they're also required to know about the history of dance, the literature, the thinking about what dance can do in terms of society and culture, and to be a sort of articulate practitioners.
Because with dance, is it, you know, you're taking an issue or an idea or a story or something, and then you're having to like fuse that through your body and kind of transform it through your body. How do you do that? How do you take an idea and then say, well, I'm going to show that through my movement? Like, how do you begin that? How do you begin choreography or like creating a dance?
Well, we're Hannah, say that we had something that we really wanted to express in movement. And it might be that we're just very interested in movement per se for its own right. It doesn't necessarily need to be about something else. It could be I'm very interested in inventing a hybrid vocabulary between, for instance, body locking and popping and Pacifica dance, you know, which is a lot of our students are working in cultural dance forms as well, and they're doing remixes. So they are the sort of future kind of repositories of dance knowledge that's constantly transforming. It's like culture is constantly changing and transforming. And dance knowledge is sort of held in the body, but it's something that needs to be practiced as a physical task, as a crafting. So I would, if you and I were working together and we had a, you know, we, for instance, this piece, Singularity, is a term that comes from, it's a Deleuzean term, as well as being a term that comes from mathematics, is when things come together and create not so much something unique, but the bearer of something strange.
Because there's a lot that's coming together within Singularity. Because you work with holographic environments, like dancers and a French composer as well. Yep. So were there any challenges working with so many different people from diverse backgrounds that you had to kind of adapt to? Or
yes, it's a constant challenge working collaboratively, and collaborative conversations are always going to be challenging because they take you out of your comfort zone. And you have to, I mean, I've been really interested in working with architects probably for the last, since the late 90s, I would say, because architectural thinking, I love the scale and the ambition of it. I think often in the performing arts, we're thinking about the stage or the theatre as our paradigm. Mm-hmm. But architects are thinking about the city. They're thinking about global discourses of urban habitation and how do we inhabit space, and in a way that's quite complementary to choreographic thinking, but often on a different scale. So with this piece, it is bringing together quite a few different artists from different disciplines, but it's also about forming a conversation and a dialogue about how do we influence each other and how does their thinking shape what I think of I'm doing in a way. And the dancers, I have to say, are fabulous. Zara, Colleen Chance, Solomon Holly Massey, and Adam Norton, because they've been just so receptive to the challenge, because it is challenging. We're asking them to be tracked. They have to wear markers on their hands, someone has one as head markers on their body, so that the infrared cameras, we're using an OptTrack system, is in a grid, 12 infrared cameras that surround them, can track them, and then they are sort of seen in a three-dimensional space through those cameras. So, you know, that is asking quite a lot of dancers as well, but they've been really open to the challenge.
And when you say you like the idea of working with architecture and architects, is it because also within a building there's that structure, and within a body there's also kind of a structure? So, I mean, I know I'm kind of putting it out of the box here a little bit, but I mean the structure of a body and then the structure of a building and how they kind of move, or
absolutely.
I don't know.
And you look at the history of architecture, it's very much been sort of prefaced on the structure of the body. You look at Corbusier's Modular Man or Vitruvian Man, they're all men, interestingly. But of course, you know, the first home is the womb. So it's like you can look at it in lots of different ways, how the body is connected to architectural space. Yeah.
Awesome. And I suppose I kind of want to wrap it up with, like, was there a message you really wanted to voice through Singularity?
I would say that it's really about the meeting. Like, the message is bringing together the, how does the outside come into the theatre? Like, what is the future of theatre? You know, we're facing lots of challenges with new media and technologies, as both in terms of our sustainability and also in terms of the radical transformation of culture that's that is happening now. And so this idea that the Singularity bringing together this very, you know, quite sophisticated technology, bringing it together with theatre technology. So bringing those things together and seeing what's the future of theatre.
Awesome. It sounds fascinating and just like totally out of this world. So this is Singularity. It's on Wednesday, the 2nd of November at 7:30. It's at Q Theatre. There is loud noise and music, strobe lighting and haze. So if anybody out there can't handle that, then...
We should have bought some music to play. We'll go, I'll send you a link.
Yeah, definitely
do. It's Jerome Sudan's. He's an amazing French techno composer.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's, the tickets are $20 to $30. You can find the tickets at qtheatre.co.nz. And thank you, Carol Brown, for coming in and discussing many different aspects of dance studies as a whole and also Singularity. It sounds like a fantastic show. So, yeah, thank you for popping in.
Thanks, Hannah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.